Greetings, everyone. This is Pastor Mike, and I am sitting in one of the upstairs rooms of my home with my Bible open to Matthew chapter 22. Now, I'm recording this during Passion Week, which began with Palm Sunday, which celebrates the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem as he rode into the city that day to the shouts and cries of Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now, we call it Palm Sunday today, but then during that time, this was the beginning of the Passover week, the Passover celebration, as people began to come into the city for the feast. And Palm Sunday coincided with Lamb Selection Day. On that day, as families came, they would select a lamb that was going to be sacrificed for their family. And that lamb would live with them for 4 days. And during that 4 days, that lamb would be inspected to make sure that it was without any blemish or defect. You know, it's interesting that Palm Sunday, that day that Jesus presented himself to Jerusalem, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, that was Lamb Selection Day there in that city. You know, in that week, Jesus was being tested and tried by the different experts in the law, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and by Pontius Pilate, who would ultimately declare before the people that Jesus was a man without guilt. Now, in every test that was thrown at him, Jesus always flipped the script. That is, that he would turn and expose the hypocrisy of those who tried to trip him up with different theological questions and arguments. And that brings us to Matthew 22, starting in verse 34, where it says, "Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, 'Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' Jesus replied, 'Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.'" This is one of my favorite scriptures because what it really tells us is that the application of scripture, all the law and the prophets, the application of all teaching from the scripture is to love God and to love people. I love how Jesus simplifies it. He boils it all down, what can seem often overwhelming and complicated to us as we study and read through the scriptures, that Jesus boils down to this, that it all hangs on loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving people. There's an umbrella, an overarching rule under which I can interpret all of Scripture. There's really one application, and that is love. That if I remove any teaching from under that umbrella, it gets all wet. Like the religious people of Jesus' day, we can easily get caught up on theological minutiae while forgetting that the goal of Scripture is to teach me, to teach you, to teach us to love God passionately and others sacrificially. You know, it's no accident that Jesus said all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Jesus was about to demonstrate exactly what this looks like. He was to hang on a cross, the perfect expression of love for his Father in heaven, as he submitted to his will, the perfect expression of love for people, taking upon himself the sin debt of you and me and of all mankind. You know, I can speak for myself in that, you know, one of the great transformational moments in my own life came through the Holy Spirit's deep revelation as to the personal nature of Jesus' death. Those nail scars, those whip marks, those all had my name on them. He stretched out his arms for me. Now, it's interesting that, you know, the lamb that was purchased for each family during that Passover week, that it lived with the family for 4 days before it would be sacrificed for the family's sin. You know, this really reinforced the intensely personal nature of the sacrifice. It would be hard to sacrifice that lamb after looking it in the eye, after having it live with you and sleep with you for those 4 days. You know, Jesus said that those who have been forgiven much will love much. Paul said of his own ministry that it was the love of God that constrained him. The love that God had revealed to him meant that he could not be restrained from loving others. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul is in the midst of sharing some very difficult theological truths with this church. And in the midst of that, he stops and he says, "You're not going to be able to understand and apply any of what I'm telling you unless you understand this one thing." He does something very similar to what Jesus does in Matthew chapter 22 when he says, "And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but I have not love, I gain nothing." May God today give each of us a revelation of His love that was demonstrated perfectly on the cross. May that then lead us to respond to God by loving Him with all our heart and mind and soul. And may it constrain us to love others passionately. For Jesus said, "For those who have been forgiven much will love much." As this podcast ends today, please don't continue on your day without taking the time to pray, to worship, and to thank God for loving you in such a profoundly personal way. Amen.